Hello, Joe.
Hello, Susan. Can you hear me?
I can. That's perfect.
Oh, fantastic.
Finally.
How are you?
Good. It's been so long.
I know. We took a little extended vacation, I think.
Yowza.
But I did have one of our listeners get in touch with me and said, when is your next episode? So here we are. It's the end of May. I'm Joe McLaughlin, and
I'm Sister Susan,
and we're here to dip stitch.
Yay.
All right.
So it's, even though it's not summer officially yet, the weather has decided that it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
It is hot. I know that we're a little cooler down here, but how hot did it get there?
Like almost 90.
Ugh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Wow.
Pretty nice. We're setting up our deck. We're getting the lawn in shape. We're getting ready for company. We're having a great time.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that the big thing in entertainment news is the show Friends is putting on a reunion show.
Mm.
It's not a show that I watched just because of my age at the time. I was older, didn't watch a lot of those kind of shows, but it was, you know, in the lexicon, you know, it was part of, you know,
oh yeah,
must see TV. Everybody knew about it, and Jennifer Aniston, all those people. But anyways, it got me thinking about Friends and reuniting with friends and what it means and how at a certain age it feels like it's just happens, whether, and I don't know if it's social media or if it's always kind of been that way, where when you get to be kind of, I guess, midlife-ish.
Yeah. Well, it's a curiosity. I mean, pardon me. It's a curiosity. And I reconnected with some high school friends through Facebook. And it was really great. We, five of us all got back together and we text each other and we talk to each other. And you know, it's kind of, I shouldn't call it a double-edged sword, but it's kind of, it's great on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a little weird, because I'm not the same person I was in high school and neither are they, So I
and that's whole, and that's kind of where you left off.
That's where we left off. Yeah. I mean, I had my children early, so I was a mother in my 20s, and a lot of my friends were not. So they were off at college, off having fun, and I was at home raising my son. So there's a lot that they don't know about me, and there's a lot that I don't know about them.
Right.
But it actually feels good to reconnect.
What do you think is the biggest misconception that they might have about you, or the opposite, and or that you kind of have had a misconception about, not necessarily who each and every one of them were, but who you were as a group?
Well, a misconception about me now is I'm not the dits that I used to be. I mean, I've always been a free spirit, so a risk taker, just loud and proud, and I'm not that way anymore. I'm totally different now. I'm very quiet. I don't speak to hear myself talk. In high school. I don't really have any misconceptions about my high school friends. They're all fantastic people. They're wonderful. And they all have a lot to talk about, to fill me in on, and to fill us all up on what's going on in their lives and how things have changed. And, you know, I still picture them as they were in high school, but now there's the added benefit of knowing who they are in their middle age. So it's actually good. It's actually really, really good. And in fact, we're having a girls overnight next month, where two of our friends are coming up from Florida, and the other three, including myself, are local. So we're all just going to get together for a Saturday and a Sunday and just enjoy ourselves, reacquaint ourselves with each other.
Wow, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it should be fun. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it, honestly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Reconnecting is good as long as you have the right expectations. I mean, if you expect things to be like they were, you're crazy.
Right.
But if you expect things to be interesting and different and fun, then that's the right headset to have.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And we do reminisce about a lot of stuff I have totally forgot about. I don't remember, but
right.
A lot of brain cells were killed in high school. So I don't remember as much as I should.
Right.
But it should be fun. It should be fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
Nothing much. I was going to say, for me, I haven't really reconnected with a lot of old friends. I mean, I would say that for me, when it comes to friends, the thing that I've noticed about friends is that I'm just spending more time like nurturing friendships.
Yes.
Like really authentic friendships. And I've found some really wonderful, amazing, intelligent, creative, strong, also nurturing women who
mm-hmm.
have been great to get to know, and it's been really exciting. So
yeah,
and then I also yeah, but you know, and I think we talked about this. I have a friend that I work with just on the weekends, and we get together every other week. We work Saturdays and Sundays together, every other Saturday and Sunday. And on the Friday before, so like twice a month, sometimes once a month, we'll get together and we'll do dominoes, or we'll do an art night where we just hang around and do artwork, or, you know, not like paint nights or anything, but just kind of get creative, right. And we'll just do something different, you know, game night.
Right, right.
We'll do like, now that the weather's nicer, she lives on a river, so we'll go out on her deck, or sometimes we went kayaking a few times last year, paddleboarding, just like having some time to just hang out. So it's kind of nice. And it's
right.
not a lot. I mean, she's got kids the same age as mine, and so, you know, busy with work and everything. And it's just a nice, it's nice. It's a such a beautiful friendship. So
I feel yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's you hit the nail on the head. You said authentic, and that's really the bottom line is, you know, I have very few friends. I have a ton of acquaintances, and I can name my friends on one hand, but they are all authentic, and they all are people who I truly love spending time with. And, you know, that's the key, is that you can be yourself and they can be themselves, and there's no judgment. There's no, you know, gossipy fake stuff going on. It's just authentic. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So maybe that comes with the age. Maybe it comes with experience. I don't know, or maybe it's a mix of those things. But I also think that I've been doing a lot of reading about mindset and, you know, these beliefs we have that many times are not true about ourselves, and mm-hmm. you know, negative stuff we tell ourselves. And I think that if we go into the world, go through our day, and we are asking questions that to ourselves about, you know, what do I want to accomplish today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how am I going to make this day joyful or that? And so that kind of helps to lead you down a path, because mm-hmm. when you think about things, you see them more in life. Like if I don't know if this happened to you, but when I was pregnant, I feel like every day I saw 10 pregnant women.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's more in your consciousness, you know, like it's like, I never noticed dogs that much until I got my dogs and I mm-hmm. fell in love with my dogs. And then now it's like, I see so many dogs. So it's kind of like when something comes into your consciousness and you think about it a lot, then mm-hmm. you see it a lot. So if you can say, you know, I'm thinking about how this day is going to be great. You look for ways to have a great day. So I think that's true with friends now. You just think about in your mind, if your mindset is that you're going to connect with people in an authentic way who also can be the same, then that's kind of who you'll run into in a way, you know, it's who you'll seek out.
Yeah. I mean, when you have free time and you say, geez, I'd like to see this person, that's got to, you've got to say, like you mentioned in your head, is this going to make my day better? And 9 times out of 10, it will make your day better.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've always had a hard time making friends because I think I had trust issues or just my own things going on that I needed to resolve. So I had a hard time making friends, you know. I kind of wish it was like when you were a little kid and you're on a playground and you turn to someone and you say, do you want to be friends?
Right. I know.
they make it look so easy, but it's not that easy.
Right.
You know, because I think for me, mostly it's trust. I need to know if I'm in a conversation with a friend. I'm brutally honest. I can't help it. I'm an open book. So I'll say something about myself or say something about how I feel. And if I don't feel there's trust there, I can't really open up and go to that next level that you go to with friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
But sometimes that's more about you than it is them, because you're telling.
Right. Right.
You tell yourself that you can't, you know, that you don't trust and you have a feeling, you know, but that's a whole nother story. That's the lies we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. So we're lucky. It's nice to have a few friends that the friendships that are meaningful.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to this girls' overnight stay, because there was a reason that these girls were friends in high school. There was a reason, and they may have changed and they may have grown and they may have gone through a lot of things that I'm not aware of, but basically they're the same good people that I fell in love with in high school.
If you could say in one sentence or one statement what your group of friends was all about, or what the feeling was behind your friendship, or I don't know, just how would you, like, what would your tagline be for your group?
Oh, that's really hard to say. We always loved having fun, and that's a given.
Yeah.
But there was a ton of trust, and we took care of each other.
Yeah.
We always got into situations and you know, stupid situations that kids get into. And they were just there for me. Very dependable.
Yeah.
You know,
loyal. Yeah.
Loyal, dependable. And
aww.
I just can't wait to hug them again.
That's so nice. Well, listen, I think that's a great way to end the show, to foster and nurture friendships, to go back and think about those friends when you are forming, you know, becoming adults, that, you know, especially with social media, reach out to someone, let them know how much your friendship meant in high school, and how, you know, tell people how you feel, you know, it's those tips come once in a lifetime. So that's awesome, Joe.
And it's not, you know, I just have to add, it's not just high school. I lost touch with a friend that I had 30 years ago, and we reconnected last year. She came on our show, Evie.
Yep.
You know, so it's not just reconnecting with high school. It's reconnecting with the people that meant the most in your life. And also looking forward to future friendships and putting yourself out there to be a good friend, to set yourself up to be a good friend.
Right.
To be dependable, to be trustworthy, to be there for the people that when they need it. I think friendship is, like I said, it's sometimes tough to find friends, but when you meet a special person that fits the bill for what your life is all about, and you have things in common, or maybe not a lot in common, but you have things in common, and you have and you enjoy each other, reach out to that person and nourish that friendship and cherish that friendship. That's my two cents.
All right. Listen, it was great catching up, great dipping into the stitching. And it's been great to reconnect with you, my first friend.
Well, my first friend. who I had to reconnect with several times in my life.
But we did it. We did it. It's work. Just like
it is.
Family and friends. So here's to friends and having connections to people outside of connecting with people and having some family that you choose, you know, some people that you really trust, a good circle of friends. So
absolutely.
Have a great Sunday night.
You too.
And stay cool.
You know I'm cool.
You know what I mean. and have fun when your friends come, and enjoy. And we will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Love you, Susan.
Love you too. Dip stitch out.
Dip stitch out.